This is a day that we've chosen as women to celebrate women's ministries. For many of us ladies, our number one ministry is keeping our home. You know, number one is serving the Lord, but to serve the Lord, he said we're to be keepers at home. And so we women, that has to take a real precedence in our lives, caring for husbands, for raising children. And while we women are doing this, we try to always make it to church. We might teach Sunday school. We might be on the worship team. We might teach Wednesday night programs. We might attend Bible studies. And you know, some of us may even work full time. Women's ministry, very important to our church. And certainly, it's great to have a day to celebrate that, isn't it? Yes. The key point of the message today is that life is very much like taking a trip. And we're liking it to a trip on the ocean, a sailing trip. So hopefully we'll be able to relate our walk in life to being on the ocean. We'll see how that goes. I think that the main point of the message will be meaningful to men and boys too. So you guys hang in there with me. If you're looking for number one on your bulletin for the sermon, number one is God is in control. And that's something that you'll see time and time again in this message. There are times in our life when we try to be, we want to be in control. Some of us have a real problem with that. I'm sure I never have. But sometimes. But when we are reminded, as today we are going to be and have been, that God is in control, it helps when we hit the bad waves. So we have to accept that there will be troubles. We need to believe there's blessing as we journey in this voyage of life. If we accept God as the pilot. We've chosen Acts chapter 27. That's what we're studying in our book, and that's our guide for lessons to be learned. And this is about the Apostle Paul. He was compelled by the Holy Spirit to go up to Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit spoke to him and sent him up to Jerusalem, which was going to be a place where it wasn't going to turn out too good for him. But he went, and when he was there in the temple to worship, some of the Jews stirred up a crowd and made such a ruckus that Paul got arrested. And you might think, well, how do we relate that to us today? Folks, they're not dragging us out of the churches. They're coming into our churches and killing us. You know, you might face something tragic. We have brothers and sisters that have faced this tragedy of people coming into the church, their church, and killing their people. So Paul is taken in. We need to know that every moment of every day, no matter what happens in our lives, God is in control. Paul knew this, even though he was arrested. They were against him, and he was put on trial. He still knew that. It's so important for us to get a grip on that, that no matter how bad it gets, he is still in control. Acts 23:11. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and he said, "Take courage. As you've testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." So now Paul knows he's going to take a trip. This situation he's in is going to lead him to Rome. So even though he's in prison, God's told him he's going to Rome. Acts 27, we'll begin with verses 1 and 2. Acts 27, 1 and 2, "When it was decided that we would sail for Italy, Paul and some of the prisoners were handed over to a centurion named Julius, who belonged to the imperial regiment. We boarded a ship from Adramyttium, about to sail for ports along the coast of the province of Asia, and we put out to sea Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, was with us." So as we begin life's voyage, we might not always know where we're going. Sometimes God sends us places we didn't expect. And we may be like Paul, handed over to others who are going to make the decision for us. The great thing was, he always knew God had him. You can too. He knew that God was ultimately in control. You may think you've been handed over to your parents. You as children, you might think, well, my parents are the ones that have control. Yes, in a way. But if you know Jesus and you trust him, you can take confidence that he is really in control of your life. You know, some of you have jobs and you might think your boss or your company has control of your life. And there are ways, yes, that they control some of your life. But bottom line, I'm looking at some of you guys at railroad, you think, boy, it's hard to say God's in control, but he is. And I know they yank you around and take you at times you don't want to be taken. But you have to know your life, everything in your life, God is in control. He is in control. And it's such a comfort when you know that. And Paul had that comfort in his life. Because like Paul, we're going to face trials, disasters. And we can know and have that peace. Sometimes our circumstances look like others are guiding our ship. If we surrender to the Lord, he'll ultimately be at the helm and he'll guide the journey to where he wants it. We have to believe that. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, you all know that by heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He'll make your paths straight. The King James says, he shall direct your paths. Yes, when you trust God with your life, no matter what happens, he's in control and all things work together for good. Amen. Proverbs 16, verse 9. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. You can trust him. He determines our steps if we let him. We have to be yielded to that control. We have to be yielded and believe him for it. That's not always easy either, is it? Point two of the message is, you will have troubles. John chapter 16, verse 33. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. He says, Jesus said that, in this world you will have trouble. So, much as we don't want to, we can count on it. You will have trouble. Have you ever been on the ocean? How many of you have been out on the ocean? Oh, this is great. A lot of you have been out in the ocean. You have an idea what it's like. Ever been out when it's rough and scary? Mm-hmm. Some of you have. Well, one time we were down to the coast in Maine visiting with my husband's family. I had a camp down there. And we had a little boat. I think it was a 15-footer, was it, with an outboard motor. And we had our littlest boy, Dean, the one playing drums. He was about 10 or 11, and one of his buddies was with us down there, and we decided to take a little ride in the boat. Well, it was a beautiful sunny day, and this place where the camp was a safe harbor, and it was quiet and still nice, you know. So we decided we will go out and go around Bailey's Island and then just come back in. Nice little trip on a lovely sunny day. The problem was, once we got out on the ocean side of Bailey's Island, there had been a storm somewhere, and it caused that part of the ocean to have swells. They were huge. I mean, they were huge swells. And we're in a very little boat. And when we'd get up to the top of a swell, the engine would about hang out to the air. And then you'd lose control. And you'd slide back down. And then you, well, I was very upset. You can say amen, honey. But life is like that, isn't it? When you get to the top of the swell and you lose control, it's a terrible feeling. And if we can remember who has our hand, who has our life, who has our eternity, we'll be okay. We made it safe around and back into the harbor. Praise the Lord. When these times come in your life, please have confidence in Him. I can't honestly say I was that good at that at those moments, but God did bring us through. Now, Paul seems to be in the hands of others. And though the sea is rough, they've all decided that they don't want to spend time in this place called Fair Havens. Evidently, there probably wasn't the fun and games in that place that they thought they could find if they went on to somewhere else. They didn't want to be there. And, you know, they voted to keep going, even though Paul had told them, not a good idea. It's going to be rough. Not a good idea. But they voted and they took off. Now, there are times in our lives when the majority votes and it's not what we think should happen. Those are hard times. Those are hard times. And it's those times that we have to trust Him with all our heart. And lean not on our own understanding. He'll direct our paths. We have to believe that. Trust in it. Paul warned them the trip would be dangerous, cause them great loss. But they determined they're going on. lessons to be learned from his trip. Seemed like others were in control. Not so. Even when the men in that ship pretty much did not know God, God was still in control. Take peace with that, folks, because some of you are surrounded by others that perhaps make decisions in your life that are not godly. Take heart. God is still with you, still in control. Many times the distress we face is brought on by others. When times get challenging, the storm can open our heart to the truth and the power of God. Storms are difficult, but they move us to a new place. They take us places. When the Air Force decided to send us to Japan, I didn't want to go. Greg had to go first, try and find a place for us. And I had the two boys, and I did not want to go to Japan. And I got on with the two boys, and on the airplane in Auburn, Maine, and I cried from there to New York City. We changed planes. That's going to take care of the problem. Give me another one. Good, honey. I hope it was the mic and not me. Because I'm still here. And though I, in my heart, my spirit did not want to go to Japan, and was finding it hard to trust Jesus for the trip and the life over there, God was in control. Dean's third grade teacher got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost because we were there. He was a little rascal, you know. And they had to keep calling me over to the school. Mrs. Curtis, we just caught your son throwing wet paper towels up to stick on the ceiling in the bathroom. So I went to the school to help out so they'd see what a nice lady I was, you know, and a good mother. But by doing that, you see, God was in control because she wanted to talk to me, and she got saved and filled with the Spirit. And then we had a Japanese college student who couldn't speak English who taught the two boys piano lessons. So I got tracks, Japanese tracks for salvation, and would give them to her. And she got saved, and she married a Japanese pastor. You know, when we don't like where God's taking us, and it's not our idea, if we can know he is in control and he'll work things out good. I got the deepest hurt spiritually of my life in Japan. But I'll tell you what, it made me a better Christian. I'm a much more compassionate and thoughtful person because of what I went through there. Hallelujah. He works all things out good. I've gone off on a tangent. I got to get back to my notes. Troubles will come. Psalms 46:1. I love that verse. Psalms 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Amen. To whom do we listen in the midst of the storms? What voice guides us? Our own heart wants to take control. Others may offer opinions. The enemy may whisper ideas into our minds. Our captain's voice, God's voice, that's what we need. That's what we need to brave and triumph over the storms. And point three of the message, let go. Let go. Chapter 27 of Acts, verses 14 and 15. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called a northeaster swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. So we gave way to it and were driven along. If you've been on the ocean, you know that you've got to keep steering the ship into the wind so that you're going into the waves. They're not coming onto the side of you, but they had to lose complete control. They could no longer head into that was safe, and they just had to let the sea take control of what was going on. It seems that way. In hard places, when you're hurt and there's troubles, it seems like you've had to give up. That's kind of the way it was, but not so for Paul. Yes, the ship had to just go wherever the storm was taking it. But God still was there. Verses 18 through 20. They had to lighten the ship so it wouldn't be so heavy. Before very long, we took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. And when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. Folks, is God asking you this morning to jettison the cargo in your life? Is there anything impeding your Christian journey with Jesus? If you haven't already had to throw over something in your faith walk, there will come a time when you have to. You'll find yourself in a place where you're going to have to throw some things, set them out of your life, get them out of your life. In order to try and get to land, they had to throw away tackle that they needed to sail. They had to throw away food, cargo, stuff they needed. And you may think in your life, well, God is trying to tell you there's someone or something in your life you need to let go. But you think, I need this. I have to have this. Be ready to say, okay, God, for a safe journey with you, I'll let this go. God is in control. Life's like a journey on the sea. It's filled with exciting adventures. It includes important but mundane maintenance. You can experience sickness and danger, as well as storms. God promises to lead us throughout our life's voyage. He promises us that he is in control. Paul arrived safely at Rome, and you will arrive at the destination God has for you in a safe harbor in your life if you will put your trust in him. He is in control. You will have troubles. And today, there may be things in your life that you need to get rid of. And that's the last point of the sermon. If you're facing rough waters, if it's trying, if it's difficult, a painful time, let God take the helm. Let Him steer your ship today. You have anything you need to let go? I trust He's speaking to some hearts this morning. Would you stand? If